Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King MOX.
Back at as we get into hour number two of the program. We'll jump back into sports here in just a second, but I got to talk to Michael Calhoun because we've had the story the last few hours with the guy who went up the KSDK tower. Michael, it's a really interesting story. Can you explain to me the whole, like, the basket thing and how they got the... I just don't understand.
Yeah, well, there is this... baskets, I guess, the best way to describe it. If you go to Twitter and pull up Maria Kina's feed, you'll see the picture that she posted. It does kind of look like a basket, but, you know, it's how they use those guy wires and the workers... you know, whether they're changing the light bulb that blinks red at the very top of these. And you know how tall, massively tall, 1,100 square feet these towers are. And in this case, they were painting it because, you know, it's red and white. It's got to be visible, you know, especially for airplanes. So they were repainting this tower. How do you get the equipment and stuff up there? You use this basket. And then when you're up there, you kind of harness yourself and hook yourself to the tower. This guy was just free climbing. The workers would actually call it quits for the day because it was so windy. And this worker, who they're calling him a hero, Steven Garcia, he was in his car pulling away. So says he saw the guy in his rearview mirror, like, bolting toward the tower after they had told him to go away. Tried to chase him up, tried to, you know, get him to come down. It wouldn't work. So that's when they put him in the basket and raised Garcia, the worker, to above the point where this climber was so that he could then, like, just be in his way and say, no, you're done, dude.
Even harnessed in as he was, that has to be harrowing, having a physical confrontation with somebody that, like, that's something out of a movie.
Think about how tall this is. I mean, you're able to see the curvature of the earth. You could see, like, the St. Louis region, like, sprawled out around you. I couldn't go nearly this tall. And they're, like, tussling. They're wrestling in the middle of the tower, which, you know, it's this metal triangular, structure. And they're in the middle of the triangle. And they're like, tussling over getting this guy to stop climbing to the top. It's incredible. And this worker, Steven Garcia, said before the first responders had gotten there, his coworker had already left. But he's like, I got to stop this guy because, A, if he gets too high, it's so much, you know, tougher to get to him. But B, I'll just say that those transmitters at the top of these towers, that's a lot of electricity that's coursing through there.
Yeah.
And so this guy just said, I'm going to try to get him. And he's a hero.
There's a good chance he saved his life. Like, if nobody is around and that guy starts climbing, he just climbs. I'm no expert on this, but I got to think there's a pretty high probability that that's a deadly maneuver.
This is just something incredible that happened in Afton today.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Michael Calhoun. He had that story earlier today and throughout the day on our top of the hour news, which is great. If you've seen any of the TV coverage of it, you've seen the KMOX microphone flag in there, as that's where Maria Keene has been there doing things. So really great. That's just a crazy story for that to happen. I could not imagine. Kyle Sixta, could you imagine being that high up in the air, even harnessed in, like wrestling with somebody?
No, absolutely not. It's terrifying.
Yes, it's 100% terrifying. And yeah, the fact that the guy was driving away and saw it, I mean, if the person who went up started climbing 5 minutes later, well, then nobody probably sees him. And the story tomorrow is that a body is found at the bottom of the hour or something right. like that. I mean, it's just crazy, just craziness. So glad that everybody was able to come out of that safely for sure. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me as well, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk with our friend Dani Wexelman, as she covers Major League Baseball. She is a St. Louisan and covers Major League Baseball for ESPN and some other outlets as well. So we look forward to being able to talk with her. This, I know I've asked other people about the Tony Vitello thing, the former DeSmet and Mizzou, graduates of those two places in Mizzou, played at Mizzou, coached at Mizzou. I'm so intrigued. I am so incredibly intrigued by this, because sports in general is a place where you get a lot of copycats. Somebody tweaks something, it works, and then people start to follow along with the tweak. We rarely get anybody really thinking outside of the box and it working. That's why when it works, it becomes a big deal. When Moneyball started with Billy Bean and the A's, well, that changed things in baseball, and it worked. There have been many cases of times where somebody has tried to do something different and it hasn't worked. And bluntly, with as much information and as much data as we have on just about everything, it's hard to think outside the box. It's hard to find something to do differently that is going to work. And it's not the same in terms of the profile of a person you're hiring versus some type of strategy. Like, I'm talking about those things almost like they're the same, and they're not. So I acknowledge that it's not an argument that's straight on. But this is not something that we have ever seen. A college baseball coach that has absolutely no experience at the professional level of baseball getting the opportunity to manage at the highest level in Major League Baseball with nothing in between. This is not Tony Vitello getting hired to be a minor league manager and eventually working his way up to the big leagues. This is Tony Vitello getting a major league opportunity straight out of college baseball. And I think there's a lot of really smart people in college baseball, like really smart. And I am encouraged by this, because maybe this is going to open up a pathway for them. If you are a college baseball coach right now that has aspirations to do things at a higher level, the San Francisco Giants just become your favorite Major League Baseball team. You want the Giants and you want Tony Vitello to have tons and tons and tons of success. And in many ways, this makes sense, because when the role of a manager is not the same as it was previously. The manager no longer has the biggest and most important voice in the organization. It's not the days of Tony La Russa, when what he wanted is what happened. We now live in a world in baseball where the front office and the president of baseball operations are making the biggest decisions. And the managers are there to put forth the mission that they have been assigned by their bosses in the front office. So the job is different now than it was previously. You want managers that relate people well to You want managers who can lead. You want managers who can communicate well. You want managers who understand the advanced nature of baseball when it comes to data and statistics and things like that. There's a lot of things you want in your you want managers who can teach, who can develop, because the cliche is that development doesn't stop in the big leagues, and that's never been more true than it is right now, where more and more players are getting to the big leagues faster than ever. And we can see it too. And I've heard old school baseball people talk about this, where it almost feels like more and more players getting to the big leagues are not ready for the big leagues. Yes, that is true. But are some of these players who are not ready for the big leagues also players who can contribute at the big leagues? And I know it seems like those two things should be diametrically opposed. They're not. And yes, that is a true thing. So you can see many reasons why this Vitello thing is going to work. The reasons why it doesn't work is just the lack of familiarity with professional baseball. And if there's a bunch of things saying this is going to work and one thing that says it might not, in all likelihood, it's going to work. But it might not. There's no guarantee, and that's why it's going to be fascinating to watch. We don't know how Vitello is going to communicate and how he's going to relate to 18 to 20. Or he has been with 18 to 22-year-olds to people much older than that. People who make a lot of money, make more money than him, have there's nothing that he can really take away from. We don't know what that aspect of it is going to end up looking like. We'll get to Annie Wechselman's thoughts on that. She's connected with the amateur baseball world as well, in addition to doing work covering Major League Baseball. So she's a great person to ask about this. She joins us in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Well, one St. Louisan today got quite the promotion, going from being the head coach of the University of Tennessee to being the manager of the San Francisco Giants. And another native St. Louisan is probably the perfect person to speak on it. It is our friend Danny Wexelman, part of the team at ESPN, SiriusXM. You follow her on Twitter at Danny Wex, DaniWex. Danny, thanks for the time. How are you?
Oh, Matt, I'm great, man. I'm great. What a day for baseball. Like, wow, there is so much happening. The World Series starts in a few days. Tony's going to San Francisco. Like, it's a big day for baseball.
Yeah, and I said that you're probably the perfect person to talk on this because you cover Major League Baseball, but you have been around the college game and the amateur game for a while. I know you've known Tony for quite some time. When you found out that this guy, for people in St. Louis, a DeSmet grad, a Mizzou guy, is making this jump that nobody has ever made before, going from college baseball to a big league manager with no professional experience, what's your initial reaction to it?
I had heard some rumblings a few weeks ago about it, and I texted Tony, and I'm like, hey, what's going on with this? And he was mum. He did not give away a single thing, and that's the right thing to do. So I was kind of like, huh, I wonder if this actually has legs. And I'm talking to people around the industry, and there's just some hushed chatter about it. I will say this, before I knew he got the job, I knew he could do the job. I have known Tony for a really long time. Tony was working at Mizzou when I was still a student. And so, like, our paths have crossed forever. And obviously I cover the college game now. So I've seen Tony for the last 4 years on a lot of different stages. I'll say this, managing at the big league level is really, really hard. You don't have control over who your team picks, right? You can't trade or transfer. You can't use a portal to bring in new guys, right? You have to let your front office do those things. You have to let your front office pick the guys who are going to be part of this team. And I would say that's probably going to be the hardest part for Tony. I think that Tony's really good with people. Tony knows how to connect with every kind of person. When you're on the recruiting trail, which Tony was, right? Like, it wasn't just Josh Elander who should get the head coaching job at Tennessee. Tony was also out on the trail. I would text Tony in the summer and be like, hey, am I going to see you at this event? Am I going to see you at this event? And he's like, I'm on the road. I have to go do this. I have to go do that. Like, Tony busted his butt to make Tennessee the program that it is today. That's why they won a national championship. And so what he can take to the big league level, and why I'm not surprised, is that Buster Posey probably sees the fact that Tony's good with people and Tony works well with a lot of people. And Tony's very fiery. Can Tony be fiery for 162? No, he won't last. Like, nobody would last with that mindset. But there are going to be moments. Like, he's got a young crop of guys coming in. He has some guys from Tennessee who are part of that team. Drew Gilbert played for the Tennessee Volunteers. Tony was his coach then. He'll be his manager now. And so I think the tough parts will be, you know, being able to choose who you want as a part of your program and your team and not being able to dip into the portal when you need something. But Tony has a lot of really great qualities, and Tony works really hard. So I think those things translate. He knows ball. His roots are deep, as you mentioned. His dad, Greg, who is like one of the most iconic coaches in all of Missouri's in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. Like, Tony is a chip off the old block. He's a blue-collar dude, and I think he's going to do a really great job.
Is he somebody who's going to be able to command the room? When Rafael Devers is sitting in that clubhouse, does he command the room for somebody like that?
Well, that's going to be up to Tony to earn the trust, right? Tony's going to have a lot of work this offseason in getting to know his players and making connections with them and explaining to them, like, why he's there and why he wants to be there. I think that from what I saw in the reports that he was actually supposed to let them know a few days ago. They extended the deadline, and I'm guessing once it all comes out, it's going to be because it's a really tough decision. And I'll tell you this, Matt, they better bring in a really good bench coach, right? His right-hand man, to have a lot of experience, like a ton ton of experience, like a Freddy Gonzalez, who was just with the Orioles a few years ago. He managed the Braves. Like, there's a lot of good names out there, but he needs a great bench coach because he is going to have to connect and he's going to have to communicate with Rafael Devers, who is a pro's pro and was just brought over from the Red Sox. But that's also like Matt Chapman, who's their third baseman, and Willy Adames, who's their shortstop. Like, they have a lot of guys who are veterans in that clubhouse. And so Tony's going to have to bust his butt, which he will. Like, he will do whatever it takes. That's how relentless he is. And he's got something, I think, like, managers in the league right now who are so good, I wouldn't necessarily say they're so hungry like Tony is going to be. And I think his priorities this offseason will be getting to know his players and explaining to them and introducing himself to them and why he wants to be here.
It's not fair to him, but in many ways, he's going to carry the mantle for college baseball. Every college baseball coach in the country becomes a Giants fan now because of this works in San Francisco.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there is a new pathway to the big leagues for college coaches.
Well, let me tell you this, too. Like, Tony's easy to root for. I think that, like, if you cross paths with Tony, I was texting with a college coach today who's known Tony for a really long time. And his response to me was, this is the easiest decision the Giants will ever make. He's the perfect person to do this. He has a big spark. And this is someone, again, who just has known Tony for his entire career. And that's kind of the sentiment around here. So, yeah, college coaches will be rooting for him and looking at him. But I really hope, because I saw a lot online today, like the narrative of how will he be able to do this? He can't do it. No one's done it. Like, I think we need to shift, not just in baseball, maybe in general, to the idea, I feel like he has a really good shot. If they support him, like, why are we already automatically thinking he's not going to be able to do it? Like, Tony Vitello took Tennessee from the ruins. It was an irrelevant SEC program, and in less than a decade, won a national championship. Like, that's how hard Tony works. And so, like, I think that everyone is rooting for him, but he's also easy to root for.
Are we also at a point right now in baseball where the relationship and the chemistry between the president of baseball operations and the manager is almost more important than you can be a really good manager, but if you're not shoulder to shoulder with your front office, it's not going to work. If Buster Posey feels really comfortable with this decision, I have to think that goes a long way.
I'll tell you this, the decision for Buster Posey to make Tony Vitello their new manager is a giant risk. He's essentially risking his entire career and reputation in the front office on a move like this. This is either going to make him look like an evil genius or it's going to be a really, really rocky, lumpy road ahead. I was just in Toronto covering the American League Championship Series, and we were on the field for the clinch. And we got to talk to the general manager, Ross Atkins. He's the general manager of the Blue Jays. And John Schneider is their manager. John Schneider has been in the organization for like two decades. He was a minor league manager. He was a player. Like, he's a Blue Jay through and through. And Ross Atkins said to us, if me and John Schneider aren't arm in arm, like finishing each other's sentences, this never works. And so I would have to guess that Buster Posey is enamored with Tony Vitello in a way that he loves his processes. He loves the decision-making. He loves how he would sort his lineup. I've learned a little bit more about how managers are interviewed in the last couple of weeks because I've been around so many people. And, you know, sometimes the front office will say, how would you set your lineup? What would you do in this situation? Who would you pinch hit for in this situation? You want to be aligned, but you also, like, personally want to be aligned with those people. And as I said, I think Tony is so easy to like. Like, if you have a conversation with him, he's very charming. He's very smart. He's Midwest, but he's also SEC, and now he's MLB. Like, Tony can be a lot of different things. And the best thing about him is that he's authentic in that. And so, yes, he and Buster must be very aligned in so many ways because, again, this is a giant risk for Buster Posey, a giant risk for the Giants organization. And it's very fitting, right? Go big or go home, it seems to be. And I think it's exciting. Like, Tony is going to invigorate baseball. He's going to be great in his press conferences. He's going to be great with the media. He's going to be great with his players if they give him a chance and don't write him off. Just because no one's ever done it doesn't mean it can't be done. Our sport is a bit old and it's not so malleable, right? And we're becoming more malleable. The sport is changing, and I really hope people welcome him with open arms. I think they really are going to love him. And listen, he's going to fail a lot. Like, he is absolutely going to fail a lot. So did, you know, 15, 16 other big league managers this year who have much more experience than Tony. So let's at least give him a chance.
She is Danny Wexelman. Just before we get you out of here, just one thing on the World Series. I mean, what are you most looking forward to as we see the Blue Jays and the Dodgers match up against each other?
There's so many things to talk about, isn't there?
Yes.
You're like, where should we go? Yeah. What should we do? Yeah, listen, I'm over the moon. Let me just say, I have the incredible opportunity to head to Toronto tomorrow morning. I will be covering games 1, 2, and then 6 and 7 if they happen for MLB Network Radio. We have pre and post game shows for 3 hours live leading up to it. And I was on the ALCS, so I just watched Toronto. I've been with that team for 11 days back and forth to Seattle and back to Toronto. The Blue Jays offense is potent and exciting and thrilling, and they will wow you and your jaw will drop watching 1 through 9 in their lineup. Offensively, they have done more than the Dodgers have done in the postseason, and the Dodgers have played more games than they have. Well, actually, that's a lie. I lied, actually. The Dodgers have played 10. I'm just doing the math in my head. And the Jays have played 11. But still, one more game, and the Jays' offense has been incredibly better than the Dodgers' offense. Their pitching is probably their weakest point if you're going to compare two teams. The Blue Jays also represent an entire country, right? We call it the World Series, and now it really is the World Series. So the Jays get the opportunity to showcase their country and their people and their fans. And I absolutely loved my time in Toronto. I can't believe I get to go back at least for 4 more days. The fact that the Dodgers have a chance to repeat, they are a behemoth. Shohei Ohtani makes this game global, right? So does Roki Sasaki and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Their pitching staff is unbelievable. I think what they've done so far is so rare to see their starters go this deep. It felt too easy. It won't be that easy against Toronto. I think the Dodgers lineup has a ton of fun. They're great for the sport. This matchup is great for our sport. Baseball's in a good spot with these two teams. I know Dave Roberts said that he wants to ruin baseball, and people think the Dodgers are ruining baseball. And listen, there's something to be said about paying for good players. But remember, Freddie Freeman, the Braves didn't want to pay him money, and so he ended up with the Dodgers. Mookie Betts, the Red Sox, didn't want to pay him money, and so he ended up with the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani, there were rumors that he wanted to go to Seattle. This is a guy, they've already made all his money back, and so they haven't had to pay a dime out of their pocket to pay him, right? Anyone would have done that. Any team would have done that. And so while, yes, they have the money and the funds to do it, Tyler Glasnow was with the Rays. They didn't want to pay him. So it's not that they're buying all their players, but they've been really smart. Dave Roberts is a great manager. And I think when you watch the World Series this year, you're going to see something you've never seen before, because Shohei Ohtani exists, and how lucky are we to walk on Earth while he does too. So I'm so excited. Like, I do not underestimate the Jays. I do not think it's going to be a sweep. I think their offense is very, very good. They have some good pitchers. They don't have better pitchers than the Dodgers, but really good pitchers that will surprise you, and I think it's going to be a ton of fun.
She is Danny Wexelman. You see her ESPN, SiriusXM, MLB Network Radio. She's a St. Louisan. She is awesome. Danny, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy Toronto. Enjoy the World Series, and we'll catch up again this offseason.
Thanks, dude. Enjoy it, too. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Danny Wexelman joining us here on the program. I mean, I was in Toronto last year when the Cardinals were there. That team was terrible that year, and that place was absolutely rocking. So as much as I wanted to see Seattle beat the Blue Jays, I am happy for the Toronto fans. That's a good group of fans that are going to get the opportunity to see some World Series games there. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit from Jim Montgomery, the Blues coach. He's up next. Comments from his press conference today here on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back at on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Last night, the Blues, they did not play especially well. They end up losing in overtime to the Los Angeles Kings. And unfortunately, this has just been a trend we've seen with this team. And it goes back beyond this year, beyond when Jim Montgomery took over as the head coach. Really, over the last few years, even when this team is playing good hockey, when they're on a roll, when they're coming off a really good win against a really good team, if they've got a not-so-great team coming in next, they tend to not play as well. They have a letdown, and that's going to be one of the things. I think we're going to be talking about that a lot here as the expectations for this team has continued to move up. Can they start being more consistent in the type of performance they are putting out, no matter who the opponent is? Because that win against Dallas on Saturday was so good, and then yesterday, just not a very good performance against the Los Angeles Kings. They're going to take on Utah in a game that's going to be coming up tomorrow night over at the Enterprise Center. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery did take some time talking with the media today and reiterated some of what he said after the game yesterday. Let's start with this. Even after watching the film of last night's game, what he saw last night stands. The team simply was not good enough.
Our effort and execution didn't look better after what we watched. A lot of times you lose a game and you think your team was worse than they appeared, and you watch the game back and your team's better than you thought. That wasn't the case.
So coming off a performance like that last night, they really did try to get after it in practice.
We wanted a high-paced practice. We wanted to make sure that we were putting ourselves in tough areas to battle through stuff and win puck battles and have to make plays. And we were also working on our defending, defending hard and trying to create turnovers, and all those drills had that purpose.
Coming off another loss, they are really blending things up once again, to use a Montgomery line, as we saw the forward lines and also the defensive pairings get shifted around. Let's start with the defensive pairings. The way it looked in practice today, you had Tyler Tucker and Justin Faulk as the second pairing, and then Cam Fowler and Logan Mailloux were the third pairing. So it looks like Mailloux is going to be back in the lineup coming up tomorrow night, and Montgomery
spent some time talking about why he chose to once again change up the defensive pairings.
You know, it's very similar to with the forward lines. We switched it up because we're not generating much. Like, I don't see us breaking a puck out easily as pairs. I don't see us, you know, generating much offensively as pairs. So maybe switching guys up, using guys that haven't played with each other, frees them up creativity-wise, offensively and defensively, makes them a little more assertive.
Not only the defensive pairings getting changed up, we also saw the forward lines getting changed as well. Let's actually start with the fourth line, because of note, Oscar Sundquist was back practicing, and he is eligible to play in tomorrow's game, as the team is still trying to find some consistency. Montgomery said that they have missed Sundquist. They've also missed Alexei Torpchenko. Those two have brought a lot to the team, and they haven't been available to start the season.
Well, I think anytime you're missing two guys who check really hard, that details and habits are really at the top end of our team, it really affects the momentum your team brings. Not just, I thought our fourth line in the first period last night was our best line, you know, so they did their part. But when you add a couple of more players like that, it just, you have more lines that can just roll over and keep the bus rolling.
As mentioned, Sundquist practicing with that fourth line. So the fourth line looked like this. It was Sundquist in the middle with Walker and Bjugstad on the two winger spots. And Montgomery kind of indicates that in all likelihood, we probably will see Sundquist back in the lineup tomorrow.
He looks really close. We'll see how he feels tomorrow after a hard practice like that. And if he's has no issues, he's going to play tomorrow.
A change on the top line as well, although you've heard this one before. Robert Thomas in the middle of Pavel Buchnevich and Jordan Kyrou. It seems like anytime things are not going well, they bring those three guys back together, and then something always ends up happening, and they kind of break up once again. So Montgomery did explain what he's trying to do by bringing those three players back to the top line.
Just their ability to you know, elevate, and when they elevate the three of them together. There was a game last year we did that in Utah, and you know, they scored the game-winning goal, and so you know, probably match them up against Keller's line that's on fire right now, scoring all kinds of points, and they're going to have a job to do for us tomorrow night.
And specifically to Thomas and Kyrou, I found this to be interesting, because when you think about the faces of the organization from a player standpoint, those are the guys. And they do play together sometimes, but as mentioned, they end up going their different ways and being placed on different lines a fair amount of time as well. So that does present the question, do Thomas and Kyrou really have chemistry? Is it good to have them on a line together?
I think they can, yes. But I think consistently they haven't produced at the level you'd like them. And then, you know, I think we have more depth this year that maybe we can sustain that. But a lot of times everyone could load up trying to stop that line the last couple of years, not last year, but previous to that. But you know, now that we've developed other offensive players like Holloway, and you know, obviously you have Shen that's always produced, and you have Neighbors, and you have Snuggerud, guys that have produced at this level, now we're a little more dynamic. So maybe this could be something that can survive.
That is Blues head coach Jim Montgomery speaking with the media earlier today. Blues back at tomorrow night. They take on Utah, 7 o'clock puck drop over at the Enterprise Center. We will take a break. We'll come back and we will wrap up the program. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Starting to finish off this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a shortened edition of the program. We've got Thursday night football tomorrow, so we will only be on for about a half hour. So you get your normal rush hour sports with me and Kevin Wheeler, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock tomorrow, and then we will do Sports Open Line 6 to 6:30, leading into coverage of the Vikings and the Chargers. Wanted to mention that this is a weird story, and there's been a lot of attention on Albert Pujols and whether or not he's going to be managing this upcoming season, having a meeting most recently with the San Diego Padres. At one point in time, he was considered the favorite to land the job with the Angels. And of course, he played with the Angels, and he's been working for them on that personal services contract for the good number of years since he's been retired. We got word a few days ago, the reporting was that he was no longer in consideration. There'd been some whispers about what led to that, but we didn't really know much of anything. And I always thought that it was probably just a situation that he looked and said, you know what, there's better opportunities. I'm Albert Pujols.
I want to go have success. I'm going to go to the place that gives me the best chance to success. And the track record of the Angels does not give me success. So then yesterday, we found out that Kurt Suzuki had been hired. It came out today. Suzuki got a one-year contract. 1 year. He got a one-year deal. That is almost unheard of in Major League Baseball for a manager to get a one-year contract. And it's all connected to the fact that the baseball operations head with the Angels, Perry Minasian, he's got 1 year left on his contract. So the statement basically today is that the two are tied together. And as Minasian goes, Suzuki goes. So it allows the Angels to potentially move on from Suzuki and Minasian all at the same time at the end of this season. Which, by the way, if Pujols ends up not getting a job and is not managing this upcoming season, man, oh man, is that going to be a story all year long with the Angels, because we're going to be looking at that as, if it doesn't work out for him, Pujols can come in, he can have his own baseball operations head who he's comfortable with, like all that. So that's a sidebar to all of this, and we'll see what happens with Pujols here moving forward. But I do think this, I'm not talking from like an area of expertise here because I don't know all the inner workings going on with the Angels on this. And a few things have been going through my head as I've thought about this situation. My first thought was, well, the reason Pujols wasn't going to take this job is there's no way he would agree to a one-year contract. Well, I stand by that. I still think that's true, that the second part of it, that he wouldn't do that. But I also think it would have been different because all indications were that Pujols was basically dealing with Artie Moreno, the team owner. He did have a meeting reportedly here in St. Louis with Minasian after he had talked with Moreno. But before they got to that point, it sounded like Minasian was almost being bypassed by the owner for the direct negotiation with Albert Pujols. So just based off that, I don't think that Pujols would have, I know that Pujols would not have gotten a one-year contract. Plus, I mean, he had the personal services contract. He was already working for the team for a good number of years anyway. So it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. That's the first thing. But I do wonder how uncomfortable Pujols would have been coming in. We don't know his thoughts on Minasian. We don't know if he was okay with a situation where 1 year out, there might be a change. You know, we talk about this. A lot of people think that Oliver Marmol should be extended because it's not great to have a lame duck manager. And generally, I agree with that. I'm not as completely in agreement on that one right now because I think it's just a really good opportunity for Ollie and Heim Bloom to work together for the year and see if it works. If they give Ollie an extension so he's not a lame duck status, that's fine. I'm not going to be against it. I just, of all the situations where you could have a lame duck, I think this lame duck situation actually makes more sense than others because it is still going to be the feeling out process of when Heim Bloom's running the baseball operation, how he works with Ollie, no matter how comfortable they might be with each other just from their interactions leading up to this. But if you're an Albert Pujols and Minasian's got 1 year left on the deal and obviously sitting there with the one-year deal left, there, it doesn't seem like the Angels are jumping at the opportunity to give him any type of extension. So if you're Pujols, you don't know who the baseball operations head is going to be beyond this year. Why would you want to go there when the entire operation could be turned upside down a year from now and a guy could be brought in to be your boss that you're not comfortable with? Whereas Kurt Suzuki, what does he really have to lose? I mean, he's never been a professional coach or manager, major league or minor league. He'd been working as a special assistant in the organization. If it goes poorly this year for him, he can probably find a special assistant job or a minor league coaching job or something like that somewhere else. There's a lot less on the line for a Kurt Suzuki who's just getting an opportunity. But I do think that as we evaluate and assess why Albert Pujols did not become the manager of the Angels, we can very specifically and directly look at the fact that Kurt Suzuki received a one-year contract, something that's almost unheard of. A major league manager getting hired and be given a one-year contract. The motivations for that from the Angels
is also part of why I don't think Pujols probably pursued that job, just because there's not a lot of stability. There's very little stability in that baseball operation, a baseball operation that already has not been functioning at an especially high level. That is it for this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. Certainly appreciate you being with us tonight. Again, tomorrow I'll be with you 5 to 6 with Kevin Wheeler for Rush Hour Sports. Then 6 to about 6:30, we'll do Sports Open Line leading into Thursday Night Football tomorrow night. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.